Warren News, I'm John Scott. Political observers say the departure of Mitch McConnell as Senate Republican leader signals that the GOP is growing in its support for Donald Trump.
McConnell's departure comes after years of verbal conflicts with the former president and criticism of Senate candidates he supports. But the division has also been growing between McConnell and more conservative members on the Hill. Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee have long been at odds with McConnell's inside the Beltway politics. They've been bolstered in their opposition by the election of other fresh conservative voices such as J.D. Vance, Eric Schmidt, Rick Scott, and Josh Hawley, all aligned with former President Trump. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden's visit today to the southern border is only his second such visit since he took office.
With everything going on, as bad as it is, as the statistics are as horrible, catastrophic as they are, the effects in every community, he's only seen fit to go twice.
The president goes to Brownsville, Texas, which has seen border crossings drop off tremendously. Former President Trump will visit Eagle Pass, a border hotspot. Also at SRNNews.com, congressional leaders have struck a deal to avoid a government shutdown.
In a joint statement announcing a deal, the House Speaker, the Senate Majority and Minority Leaders, and the House Democratic leaders say, "We are in agreement that Congress must work in a bipartisan manner to fund our government. That funding is temporary, one set of federal agencies through March 8th, another through March 22nd, and it will need the full House and Senate to vote to approve before Friday's deadline when some federal monies run out. Passage of the deal would allow time for Congress to try to pass legislation to fund the government for the remainder of the budget year." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 26 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 89. This is SRN News. A new poll on faith and entertainment.
Most people think Hollywood is trashing religion, and not just in America. The study released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative finds 63% of global viewers say the movies and TV shows they watch usually portray religious people in a bad light, and they don't like it. Most people also say that while the entertainment industry has spent a lot of time seeking racial and sexual diversity, religion has pretty much been ignored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indiana's ban on sex change operations for children is being allowed to take effect by a federal appeals court judge in Chicago. The order by a panel of justices on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals removes a preliminary injunction against the ban that a federal judge in Indiana issued in June. Most of the bans on sex change operations in other states have been challenged with lawsuits. This is SRN News. The oldest son of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is suspected of being part of a group of friends who used credit cards stolen from cars to make purchases at gas stations and McDonald's. Here's Lisa Dwyer with more.
Court documents say 18-year-old Tyler Boebert was identified after being spotted on surveillance video at a gas station when one of the stolen credit cards was used for a purchase by someone else in his group. He was wearing a hoodie from Shooter's Grill, the restaurant once owned by Representative Lauren Boebert, and was also recognized by police from previous encounters. He appeared briefly in court and was released without bail. Representative Boebert says it breaks her heart to see her child struggling and that he's been going through some tough public challenges. She vows to continue to be there and support her son. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.